for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday morning, September the 4th, 1982. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Irma Miller is the speaker of the morning.
You know, the Lord has a ministry for everybody. You may not think you have a ministry, but you do. It may be in your bedroom on your knees, but that's a ministry, and that's a great ministry. You know, the Word of God says you can deliver those who don't even want to be delivered by the cleanness of your own hands through intercessory prayer. So don't put yourself down if the ministry you have is a prayer ministry, because that is a very important ministry. And the Lord says to stay in that ministry wherewith He has put you. If it's in the kitchen, stay there till He moves you out of the kitchen. If it's behind the book table, stay there till He moves you out from behind the book table. If it's at the piano, stay there. Be there. Be there on time and be there. Just be there. We've all come here this morning to be before the Lord, haven't we? We have come, and it was music in my ears when I came down from upstairs a while ago to hear this wonderful prayer going up unto Almighty God. It was not a formal thing. It was just the Holy Ghost moved in here this morning, and I bless the Lord. I'm going to read this morning from Isaiah 1, but I'm going to read you a scripture while you're looking. Now try to listen while you're looking for your scripture. Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? Who is that? Well, it's all of you. It's us. It's the body of Christ. It's God's church. Praise God. Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? We have a great banner here this morning to love one another. You know, we don't need any murmurings. We don't need any complainings about why is this or why is that. We just need Jesus, don't we? We just need the Holy Ghost and fire this morning. That's what we need. And we need the Word of God. The Word of God is the water that washes us. The Word of God is that wonderful, precious Jesus. He said, I am the Word, didn't He? And I praise God for the Bible. Let's start reading in Isaiah 1. Now, I didn't know I was going to have to do this. I always try to get out of it. I'm a woman, you know, and I know what people say about women. But I'm also a handmaiden of the Lord. And I'm one of those that my father was an Assembly of God minister, and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I guess, about 50 years ago. I should be way up there somewhere higher in the heavenlies with all the time, but I've wasted lots of time because of lack of knowledge. All of us can say that. We have wasted lots of time for Jesus because of lack of knowledge, but we are coming into a knowledge that God is pouring down revelation upon all of us, and it behooves all of us to take that knowledge and walk in it. He will not give us any more revelation until we walk in that which He has given us. Everybody wants this high revelation, fine, but Jesus was very simple. He didn't even have a place to lay His head, did He? The simplicity of the gospel. And Isaiah, this is the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos. Verse 2, it says, Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. Did He speak to us this morning? Yes, He did. He has spoken to us many times this morning. He said, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Now, we think the children of Israel were the ace rebellers. But I tell you, in modern America today, the children of Israel were nothing but a little tidbit compared to the rebellion that's in God's earth today. The witchcraft, the occult, the rebellion, and it's right in the house of God. Rebelling and rebelling and rebelling, complaining and complaining. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel does not know my people doth not consider. Are you part of God's people? That's right, we are. This is talking to us. The Israel of God, the children of God, God's people, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Now, iniquity is lawlessness, but it's more than that. When you know something and you have been taught something and you go and do exactly the opposite, that is iniquity. We all know not to lie, don't we? If we tell a lie, that is iniquity. That's lawlessness. If we walk in our own ways, that is iniquity. If we do not listen to the voice of God, how many hears the voice of God, that still small voice? And then you'll say, oh, well, that must be, that can't be. I'm going to go and do this and so. That is iniquity. That is iniquity. Stubbornness. I heard Brother Bell coming against stubbornness. I was saying, praise God, get that stubbornness out of me and all of us. Stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. Well, my land, when Dr. Hager died, I got so many phone calls that day, I couldn't even work. People were giving up. Giving up. No use to go more in deliverance. No use to even pray. Now, isn't that silly? Now, isn't that silly, Christians? Silly. Silly. Idolatrous. Idolizing. If I would die today, this place will go right on. We have generations that have died, and the world keeps right on going. God has His people to take our places. Don't ever think that you're so important, that you are so good, that you know so much that God doesn't have 50 million other people that He could put right in your place. So don't be like that. And don't idolize ministers. Don't idolize your pastor. Love him and pray for him and don't condemn him. And please don't idolize your pastor. That is not right. That is idolatry. That is stubbornness. That is covetousness. The Word of God says it is iniquity. And we must, as a people of God, stop all of that nonsense. That is nonsense. That is nonsense. What do you know? You don't have to depend on Glenn and I or Brother Bell or Brother Flynn to pray for you. Do you know there's anointings of God right out here in all of this body that can pray for you? We have too long looked to men. We have too long looked up. And we've idolized them. And God has had to remove them because of our terrible idolatry. And we need to stop it. It is iniquity. He says that He can't stand it. He's gotten angry with us. Why should ye be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faints. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. And that's what we're here for today, to bind up, to pray for your bruises, for your hurts, those putrefying sores in you that need to be bound up. And Jesus is that balm of Gilead, isn't He? Jesus is that balm of Gilead, and He wants to heal us. He wants to make us whole. He wants us to walk in victory. He wants to establish His kingdom on the earth. He wants to establish His kingdom in us. He says, if you cannot believe, you will never be established. If you don't know, some people come and ask me, do I have any demons? Do you see anything? Well, if you don't know of anything that's wrong with you, just work on the unbelief. If you can't see anything that's wrong with yourself, then just work on your unbelief. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Unbelief is one of the worst demonic powers, I believe, that exists in the body of Christ. Some days I think it's fear. Some days I think it's stubbornness. And some days I think it's this. And some days, but unbelief. Not believing what the Word of God says. Not believing that He's going to take care of us. Well, when Glenn and I came here, we were used to making thousands of dollars a week. And I just had to force myself to believe that He's going to take care of us. And after all, I did not think this place up. God did. And I believe He's able to take care of us, don't you?
Amen.
And He has blessed us here. He has blessed us with many wonderful people, those kitchen people that work back there. so hard. He has blessed us with wonderful cooks. He's blessed us with helpers that out on the caterpillar and in the yards. He's blessed us with young men that needed help, that needs encouragement, that has been out in the world. He's blessed us with office help. He's blessed us and blessed us and blessed us, and I believe he's going to keep on blessing us. We don't intend to give up. It's not easy here. It's very difficult, and it's very hard. But pray for us. We need your prayers. We need your prayers every day. And when we flash in front of you, that's the Holy Spirit in your mind. When you happen to think about, it isn't just a happen to think. It's the Holy Spirit telling you to pray for us. We need your prayers. God's people needs help. We can play Sunday school picnic style if you want to, but I am too far into this to turn back. I want to go more and more into the very depths of the evil that lurks in our hearts, that dark part of us that we cannot see. I want to be totally delivered. I want to be pure and white before the Lord so he can trust us with the kind of power he's got, that he can trust us, that we won't be proud, that we won't think we're something, that we are nothing except what Jesus is in us. Do you know that? We are nothing. We are nothing. All we are is just a vapor, and he can jerk that vapor out of our bodies any time. And what are we? But by the grace of God, the power of God that worketh in us, that fire that moves in us, when that anointing comes, we are like Jesus. We can do the miracles of Jesus. And as we get relieved of all the pride, the arrogance, the insanity in our minds, the occult in us. Somebody was laughing this morning and telling me that I didn't even know. Half the time I don't even know what I say when I get down from here. They said that I said, you don't need that Eastern Star anymore. Well, you don't. That's an Antichrist spirit. That Masonic lodge is an Antichrist spirit. You need to get rid of it. Get out of it. Run for your life. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. You don't need the Masons. You need Jesus. Flashing that ring around. I'd rather have the power of the Holy Ghost on me and the angels of the Lord around about me than any ring that I flash around to cause people to judge. Judges will judge unrighteously because of that ring. You know that? That is Antichrist. That is evil. Get out of it. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers, devouring it in your own presence. And it is desolate. Chuck Flynn's wife was telling me the other day that all of Orange County is just a distressed area full of people from foreign lands, ungodly Buddhists, all of that. Taken over Orange County, that beautiful area that God has put in Southern California, taking it over. Buddhist temples, they're rising up in the San Fernando Valley where we used to live. Buddhist temples, right on Roscoe Boulevard, a big temple. The governor meditating, governor of California meditating, going to Buddhist temples. That had not ought to be in America. That had not ought to be. And if you don't pray for America, it's going to keep on being. It's going to keep on getting worse. But God's people can change this whole nation. We've got enough power right in here today to change and turn this nation back to God. We have. Believe it, people. Believe it. There's enough power in all of you. The power of Jesus Christ. As he unleashes that and pushes it out onto the world and on this nation, we can change this nation. The daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we would be like unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. And I'll tell you, if you're fooling around today with homosexuality, you better get out of it. You better get down to this altar and start praying and repenting. That is as evil as you can go, and God wants to bring you out of it. If you're fooling around with lesbianism, it is wrong, and you need to be delivered. We deliver people here almost every week from spirits like that, and it's not any good thing to even talk about. It's horrible, but you need to come out of it. And if you've got it, if that's a putrefying sore in you, you need to come up here and get delivered. Your dignity will come back tomorrow. Just let yourself go today and get delivered. Don't be playing with the enemy. I'm telling you, if you would have seen me before I ever heard of deliverance, I was sure a different person than I am now. And I'm not totally delivered yet. I want more of Jesus in me. I want him to take me over, totally control me. I want to walk in the Spirit and be a son of God. I want to be able to be trusted with his power. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams, the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hands to tread my courts? The Lord has always required and ordained that he be approached through sacrifices, hasn't he? In the Old Testament, it was lambs or bullocks or pigeons or something. In the New Testament, what is it? A sacrifice of praise. Do you know that it's work to praise? It takes some strength. It takes some energy. It takes exertion of your will. I will praise the Lord. We shouldn't ever have to be told, now let's praise the Lord. Now come on, let's sing. Now come on, let's do this. Now come on, let's do that. I live for the day when we can come down from our house and hear this weeping between the altar and the pulpit. That we can hear you praising, that we can hear you singing without having to get up here and tell you to do it. You know, in the first realm of the tabernacle, that's the prayer part. You know, when you first get saved, that's where you get saved, in that area. When you first get saved, you can say, Lord, give me an alarm clock, and he gives it to you. Lord, give me this, and Lord, give me that. And he's so gracious, and he does it. But when we come into the baptism of the Holy Spirit and we move into that second realm, it takes more than, Lord, give me. He requires that we praise him in that second realm. We praise him for alarm clocks or whatever we need. We praise him for it. We don't say, Lord, give me this, give me this, give me this, do this, do that. You know, he's not one to be pushed around. We approach God sometimes like, Lord, look who we are now. You can just come down here and you do this. That's not right, is it? That isn't right. We come before him with thanksgiving. We come before him with prayers and with singing. And then we move into that realm of praise. And then there's more. Don't stop there. There's more. That's more than praise. Then we come to the altar of incense. I want to hold on about that altar of incense just a moment. Let's read this next verse. Bring no more vain oblations. Now, I looked that up this morning. Now, what does it mean to be vain? This is what Webster says. Empty. Valueless. Without any force or effect. Fruitless. Proud of small accomplishments. Conceited. And showy. That's what vain means. He says, I don't want you to bring any more vain oblations. Now, oblation means, in Roman law, it means a former tender of payment by a debtor to the one to whom you are indebted. The act of making an offering. He says, I don't want you to bring any more vain offerings of praise or any more vain. If I would stand up here and I'd say, now let's all of you stand now, let's all just praise the Lord. That's being vain, really. To get you worked up, it's mind control, really. It's mind control. We should want to come in here with thanksgiving. We want to come in here with singing. We want to anointed singing, anointed prayers, praying in the Spirit, and not come in vanity. Is that right? That's right. He says, don't bring any more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. There are so many people that still burn incense in their houses. That's not what God wants you to do. That's evil. That is very evil to burn incense. It's come out of the drug world. I know. It's come out of the hippie world. It is very bad. It's an abomination unto God to burn incense. I remember in Brother Worley's book, he tells about his own daughter who had bought some incense from one of these nice Mooney kids that are walking the airports and everything, and it's made by, it's evil. It's, and his daughter had some of it upstairs in her dresser drawer. I don't know what came up. Anyway, one day she come walking down the stairs and she threw that incense. And when she did, the devil threw her all around the room as he began to pray. You know, we have to watch every little thing that God is saying in his word. If you don't read the word, then you don't know what he's saying. And that's why our ignorance has hurt us. Our ignorance, not our lack of knowledge. But he said, incense is an abomination unto God. You know what kind of incense he wants? Worship. At the altar of incense, that's right outside. The veil is right there. The veil is waving. We're going to go in there to that holy, most holy place on the arms of our beloved. We're going in there one day, but not until we have come to the place where God is pleased with our offerings. He's pleased with our sacrifice. He's pleased with our singing, our praising. There's lots more. Deliverance, there's lots more than deliverance. But deliverance plays a very key part in our moving on higher in the spirit. The new moons and the Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with it. He says, I can't stand it anymore. That's God speaking. I can't take this anymore, he says. It is iniquity. Even the solemn meeting. They have lots of solemn meetings in lots of churches, you know, very solemn, very solemn. I know a lot of you, that's the only place you have to go, is these solemn meetings. God is not pleased. God is not pleased with that. He says, away with it, away with it. Your new moons, your appointed feasts, my soul hateth, they are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. How many know that we are not really reaching completely through to prayer? We're not getting all of our prayers answered. Brother Bell can tell you that. We're not getting everybody delivered that comes here. We may as well admit it. Why? God says, I'll hide my eyes from you when you make many prayers. I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you. Make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Put away that envy. Put away that jealousy. Put away those abominable things. Get your house cleaned out. We're living in a day, we're right at the end. We're right at the end. We're living in a day when we don't have time to play school, play church, or play anything. It's no more a playground. We're here to do battle with the enemy. You know, it's a very big problem in my... I can't even think it through. I've tried to unwind my computer and think all different ways. Why is it that all of the people that are in the end time, the Sons of God ministries, why is it they all hate deliverance when the Bible says the whole earth is groaning and crying in travail, wanting to be delivered? And who is going to deliver creation? Who is it? It's the Sons of God, those that are walking in the Spirit. We don't need to be fighting each other. We don't need to be fighting the faith message. God knows how to take care of all of us. We do not need to be fighting the salvation message. That's important in the body of Christ. Every ministry that's on the face of the earth is important if they're teaching the Word of God. They are important. And it's none of our business how they do things or what they're doing. Really, it isn't any of our business. Let God handle them. He has a lot of rug factories, and he knows how to send his angels to jerk the rugs out of any of us. Right out from under us, and we'll fall flat on our face. He knows. We don't have to do the rug pulling. Let God do it. Let God do it. Let the Lord do it. Just pray. Pray for those that you think are not doing right. Pray for Glenn and I if you think something's wrong here. Just keep praying. God will change us. He knows how to spank us. He knows how to talk to us. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Boy, that's a funny one, isn't it? Seek judgment. Who wants to be seeking judgment? It's what he says to do. This is the voice of the Lord talking to Isaiah. Seek judgment. Now, sometimes the word judgment can be discernment, too. If there's ever a time that we need to discern spirits, good and bad spirits, it's today. It is today. When you hear that still, small voice down inside of you and all the bells go off inside of you, you better start listening. They may be ever so glorious walking across the platform. They may be doing everything that seemeth right unto man. But God looks on the heart, doesn't he? And if he says, you better be careful, you better be careful. You better listen. You better listen to the Lord and the voice of the Lord. Learn to do well. That's a learning process, isn't it? When people first get saved, if they smoke, well, you start praying for them about their smoking. If they drink, you start telling them, showing them in the Word that isn't right. You start teaching them, and they start learning. Teach them to pay their bills. Teach them to love their children. Teach them to reverence God. Learning to do well. Now, there's a lot of us that's been learning for a long time. We haven't learned too much, but we've been trying to learn. But we need this morning to start learning to hear the voice of the Lord and to obey these words. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. There are so many oppressed people come through here for prayer that it could drive you crazy if you'd let it. Do you know that? Brother Bell probably knows that. There are so many people oppressed with such problems that you just hold your head and you have to rely on God and the Holy Ghost. There's nothing in us that would even know what to do. Nothing. Nothing. There's people come up to our office to be prayed for, and they sit there and tell me what the devil is doing to them and what's happened in their lives. And if it weren't for the Lord Jesus and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that breaks the yoke, we would be absolutely, utterly helpless. We must rely on Jesus. We must rely on the Spirit of God. We must rely on what the Word of God says. And they may argue with us, but let it be known, it is written. It is written. It is written. Judge the fatherless and plead for the widow. There's a tremendous blessing caring for widows and orphans. Do you know that? Tremendous. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The blood of Jesus. Repentance is not out of style. It's very much in style. We need to repent daily. I believe we need to repent daily. The minute we sin, if you're tuned into Holy Spirit, right away you'll feel, right away, that was wrong. I should not have said that. And we need to say, Lord Jesus, I sinned. I should not have said that. I ask you to forgive me. I ask for the blood of Jesus to flow down over me and cleanse that out of me. And Lord, I ask you to deliver me, that spirit that would have me say that. I ask you to deliver me, and I receive the anointing. I receive the power from you, Lord Jesus, and the authority to cast that spirit out of myself. And you say, Satan, I command you in Jesus' name, I want you to come out of me. And you breathe him out and let him come out. And don't harbor him. You harbor that sin, and pretty soon there's another one there. And pretty soon there's another one there. And pretty soon you've got a nest. And man, he can hit you with darts from every direction. Don't harbor things in your heart. Don't harbor that sin. And don't even condone it. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. And hate the devil. He's behind this. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. As Chuck Flynn says, you won't have to move next door to the Mormons to be fed. God knows how to feed us. He says, if you're willing and obedient. Now, willing, boy, our will, it's like a stiff poker down inside of us. And our don't want to gets turned on. I don't want to pray. I don't want to do that. I don't want to repent. And that's not obedience. That's rebellion all the way, isn't it? Rebellion and witchcraft. As witchcraft. Rebellion is as witchcraft. But if you are willing and obedient, this is our promise, ye shall eat of the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. When you study the children of Israel and their trip toward the promised land, many of them died in the wilderness because of stubbornness, rebellion. But we do not need to die in the wilderness. We need to come up out of the wilderness and march forth in this great army that's coming forth. How has the faithful city become a harlot? It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Thy silvers become dross, thy wine mixed with water. I think almost every day we have to speak against wine drinking to people that come for deliverance. They don't see anything wrong with it. They don't see anything wrong with having a cocktail. In fact, we have prayed for people half of the day or all day, and they've gone right downtown and had a cocktail and then come back the next day for more prayer. And I have to get out Bill Britton's track, and I have to read it about dying to self, because that really does give me righteous indignation. It is wrong to drink wine. It is a mocker. And I don't care what some big preacher says or some little preacher says. The Bible says wine is a mocker. It's a mocker to the Holy Ghost. It is a mocker to the Holy Ghost, and it is wrong for you to have a bar in your house or wine in your house. Or strong drink is raging. People come, they need deliverance from rage and anger and murder and violence, and it's because of their past life of drinking strong drink. If you get somebody that, as you're praying for them, every time they start laughing and giggling and making fun while you're praying, that's mockery. That is mockery. And it's because they have been wine drinkers. Or still are. I think you ought to get that book, Sipping Saints. I came up under the old-fashioned, old-time Pentecost, where we were told, when we first got saved, drinking is wrong, adultery is wrong, divorce is wrong, smoking is wrong, cursing is wrong, backbiting is wrong, and I guess it's still somewhere down inside of me, but I can... In 50 years of Pentecost, I could write books that would make your hair turn gray or stand on end of preachers, big preachers. I mean big preachers, district superintendents who have gone off drinking and gone off, torn up their churches because of drinking. They've died drunkards. That is not right, people. And don't loiter, don't play around with it. You don't need it. You need the new wine of the Holy Ghost. You need the new wine of the Holy Ghost. That's enough bubble. That'll give you the bubble. That'll give you the joy. And it won't give you a headache, I'll tell you. And it won't give you mockery. It won't give you mockery. Everything that I'm saying, I pray to God that you will heed to it, because it will help your Christian growth. There's too many of us have stayed status quo for so long we don't know anything else but status quo. Walk in, three songs, announcement, take up the offering. And if we'd ever walk into some of those places and find everybody on their knees crying out in travail, it would probably say, ugh, aren't those people awful? They're in wildfire. Aren't they terrible? But it isn't terrible. I tell you, we need more of this old-fashioned repentance crying out. And the power of God will move through here. And God will do the mighty works. He does wonderful works here in this sanctuary. He does all the time, and I praise God for it. But there's so much more that I'm longing to see Him do. And I want my heart to be right. And I want to help you. I want to help you. I don't mind praying all night for people. I really don't. I like to do it. I used to work all night for the government, helping get everything to the Pentagon typed and perfect. And I don't mind working all night praying for you. But I plead with you to take heed. Take heed to the Word of God and to obey the Word of God, and you'll be so much more helped. Thy princes are rebellious. Wait a minute, I left out something. Thy wine is mixed with water. You cannot mix the water of the Word in a drunken stupor with wine. You can't. You might try it, but you can't. Thy princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loveth gifts. You know, the gifts of the Spirit are wonderful, and we need them. But we can't just live off in the gifts of the Spirit either. There are people that have to call up for words. Can you give me a word? Can you give me a prophecy today? I just have to have a prophecy. I can't stand it another minute if I don't hear from God. You know how you hear from God? Opening up this Bible. You know, that's one biggest way to hear from the Lord, opening up your Bible and reading it. See what God is saying for you to do today. Open up the Psalms and begin reading them out loud. God will speak to you. Prophecies are fine, and I love to be prophesied to. I love it, but I can't live on it. I can't live on it. I love visions. I love to see in the Spirit. I love discerning of spirits. But you can't live just on one thing. You'll be so lopsided pretty soon, and you'll be out of balance, and that's a curse then. The enemy can walk right in if you get out of balance. I just have to have a word. My long-distance phone bill, it's $500 this month because I've had to have words, prophecies. That's nonsense. You can hear from God in your own home by opening your Bible and beginning to read. Following after rewards, they judge not the fatherless, neither doth the cause of the widow come unto them. Therefore saith the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will ease me of mine adversaries and avenge me of mine enemies, and I will turn my hand upon thee and purely purge away thy dross and take away all thy tin. Now, to me, this comes when the Holy Ghost and fire, it takes heat, it takes the fire of God in us to purge us, to purge out this dross, this alloy, this contaminant parts in us. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the fire of God. And if there's ever a prayer, I pray, Lord, purge me, prune me, purge me. Oh, it hurts so bad, but it feels so good when he gets through. You know that? It feels so good when he gets through purging us. Purge me. Purge away this dross out of me. He says, I'll restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed. We are the Zion of God. We shall be redeemed with judgment. There's that word again, judgment. And it can mean discernment here too. And her converts with righteousness. We're coming through a period of maybe... It's hard. Deliverance is hard on the flesh. But you got to forget about the flesh. Forget about that. It's hard. Sure, these demons live in the flesh. They don't live in the purified spirit of the Lord that's within us. They live in the flesh. They live in our minds, our hearts. But God says he wants to deliver us. He wants to deliver us today. Brother Bell will be speaking this afternoon. And if you tune in to the Spirit of God, if you call out to God, Lord, deliver me. Lord, deliver me today from all of this. Purge me, show me, teach me, train me, Lord. You're going to get help. You're going to get help. When I first heard about deliverance, I knew it was real the first moment I heard it, but it frightened me because I had so much fear in me, I trembled. I thought it was me trembling. It was the demons fearing and trembling. But I was shaking so bad I had to run upstairs in the Hilton Hotel in Chicago and take two tranquilizers, cover up my head. And I was a grandmother. And I tell you, that shook the rafters in me. That shook me. I like for God to shake me. I like because it wakes you up out of your slumbering sleep, your lethargy, your lukewarmness. And I say today, Lord, shake all of us. Shake this auditorium today. Shake your people, Lord Jesus. Let them all shake off this evil that they live with day after day. And God began to deliver me, and he's still delivering me. He says, I'll drive these out little by little. Now, if I had my way, I'd want it all in one day. Get it over with. But he isn't to be told when to do it and why. He says, I will do it. And we have to just rely on that. He will. He will. And the more we cry out to him, the more we're going to get delivered. He says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And that's everybody. That's you, Dirk. That's you, Jim and Nida. That's you, Becky and Jay. That's you, Art, back there with your lovely family. That's all of us. All of us. Brother Nelson, Vicki Wenton, Brother Dobler, the Moonies. Harold and Barbara, Inez, as we cry out to God, the more we cry out, the more deliverance we're going to get. It isn't any namby-pamby thing. Lord, I'd like to be delivered, but I don't want to have it out there at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. Could I just have it in my bedroom? Well, he might answer your prayer. He might, but he might not. I had a minister here in town, pastor of a big church. He called me up, and he said, one Sunday afternoon, he called me up for 2 hours, and he said, would you take all of my people that need deliverance? And how many know that the people that really need deliverance, if they're really wanting it, they start acting up in the meetings? Those demons start, you know, doing a few things. That's not very nice. So he said, would you mind taking all of them? I'll send them out to you, and you pray for them, and then I'll pastor them. Well, you know, with my sharp tongue, oh, man, I wanted to tell him what I thought, but I didn't. I'm glad I didn't. you know. He says, that's not my cup of tea. So I said, well, can I help you in any way? Well, he said, I just don't want it in my church. But so he sends them out. Sometimes they're drunk when they arrive. One of them was the head of all the covens here in town. He didn't want that in his church because it acted up in every meeting. That was very embarrassing. And praise God, a lot of those people have been delivered. And I pray for the grace of God. And you pray for me. That takes grace, you know. That takes grace. Hear him say, that's not my cup of tea. I wanted to say, all believers will cast out evil spirits. You must not be a believer. But I didn't say that to him. I pray to God, Lord, help that man today, right now, Lord Jesus. I just pray that you will pour down of your spirit and your knowledge upon him and let the Holy Ghost move in that church, Lord Jesus. I pray that you will remove his cup of tea, Lord Jesus, and that he will fall on his face and cry out for help for his people. Oh, God, I travail in the Spirit this morning. I groan for the ministries that will not deliver their people. I groan for them, and I travail in Zion this morning. Oh, God, help thy preachers and thy pastors. Help them, Lord. Help them to put on the balm of Gilead, to bind up the brokenhearted, to deliver your people, Lord Jesus. Whoa, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, that takes love. I don't have as much love as I need, but I praise God he's given me more and more as I yield to him. I knew, I wanted to tell him what I thought, but I didn't. I said, sure, you just send him. You just send him. Sometimes he sent him. And we prayed and prayed all afternoon. And sometimes it was women who wanted divorces. And I said, no, that's not the answer. Let's pray for your husband. We'll deliver him because he don't want to be delivered. We'll deliver him anyhow. And we'd pray. And sometimes, some cases, he's gone right ahead and told him, no, you just get a divorce, honey. You get a divorce and find somebody else that will step to your music, you know, and it's hard to be married, isn't it? It ain't easy every day. But we don't have any business getting a divorce. No, we don't. We don't. We need to pray about that. Pray about the divorce among the ministries, among the pastors. That's not right. And we need to pray, not criticize them. We need to pray for them. Pray that God, lest we might fall. You know, in our own flesh, we are no match to Satan. I'll tell you that. You're not no match to Satan. He is a shrewd one. But with the power of the name of Jesus, the anointing of God, he says, I'll break the yoke with the anointing. And it's the anointing of God. And if you try to pray for people and you're not anointed, you won't get very far. The demons will laugh at you sometimes. How do you think I know that? How do you think I know that? Experience. Experience. I've been there. That's right. And I might be ever so busy in that office, but if somebody comes up there for prayer, I try to just immediately. The anointing abides within you. You know that? And you turn your mind toward Jesus, and you ask Jesus for help, and you ask him, I pray, Lord Jesus, send Michael, the archangel, that warring angel with all of his host in here in this apartment. We pray upstairs in that apartment lot on the second floor next to our office. And I cry out, Lord Jesus, send Michael, the archangel, that warring angel in there, because I don't know what to do with these people. They look so demented and so bad. Lord Jesus, I'm helpless right now, and I rely on Jesus Christ, and you know they get delivered. It's not in us. It is not in us. The knowledge is wonderful. The Baptists have a lot of knowledge. When Brother Fred came here that first time 4 years ago or five, whenever it was, they had the knowledge. And they were coming to seek about how to get delivered, how to move on. You know, I always scratch my head and think, why is it we always get all these Baptist preachers in here to deliver all of us Pentecostals? Lord, what have we done to deserve that? Well, I tell you, if you haven't been listening to James Robinson on Sunday morning before you go to church, you ought to be listening to him. I'm telling you, that man is coming into something. He said he looked at his little girl one day, and she had this black shadow over her, and he asked her a few questions, and he finally said, well, what makes you do that? Why are you so mean and insolent when you get up in the morning and nasty? Why are all of you like that sometimes? It's the enemy. And the little girl said, it's the devil, Daddy. And he says, I cast the devil out of her. And then he said, I went through my house casting the devil out of my house. And then he said, I went in and cast the devil out of myself. Praise God. There's hope for the Baptist yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And every Sunday morning, he has been really raking me over the coals. I like that. It stirs me up. It makes me think. He's talking from the book of Jeremiah. If you want to read the book of Jeremiah, it'll get you. It'll get at you. And we need to pray for James Robinson. He has a lot of boldness. I wouldn't be too surprised if he hasn't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I wouldn't be too surprised, you know, because that millionaire man that he got saved and his wife, they took their little boy, I think, to Bob Tilton's church, and he was healed. And I read it in our little tiny Hot Springs paper. And when he was healed by the charismatics, they cast him out of the... They took him off. They put him out of the church. They didn't want those charismatics in that Baptist church. But she is one of James Robinson's strong helpers. And I wouldn't be too surprised. We need to pray. God says he's going to pour out of his Spirit upon all flesh. And that means all flesh. All flesh. Now, whether or not... I told one Baptist preacher here in town that when we used to have the Bible bookstore, I got all of the Baptist preachers, you know, and the missionary Baptist people believe that they're the only ones that's not of the harlot church. Well, maybe they're right. I don't know. But I told one man, we were talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and tongues, and I said, well, whether you receive it today or tomorrow or 10 years from now, God says he's going to pour it out on you. So you may as well enjoy it and start in today. Really. He said, what God says he's going to do, he'll do in spite of all of us. He's going to do it. You know that? He's going to deliver us in spite of all of us. He's going to deliver us if you want to be delivered. And if you don't want to be, and I find out about it, I'll pray up there in that upstairs room until you get delivered. We've delivered more people from cigarettes that didn't want to be delivered. It's amazing. It's amazing how one day I was just sitting up on my couch in my office. Sometimes I quit work and I go over there and I sit down and just sit in the presence of God. I don't say nothing. And all of a sudden, right out of my innermost being, a prayer came out. It was 4 or 5 words long, and it wasn't 2 days till I saw it happen. You know what it was? Lord, dynamite that man out of that girl's life. That's all I said. And he did it. And he did it. He was a married man. She was a single jewel of God. And I was praying. I've been praying for her. Different ways. But that was a prayer right from the Holy Ghost. Lord, dynamite that man out. And I've seen him answer prayers that I've never even told anybody about. Except I just praise him. They were always the little simple prayers. Not very many words, but when the Holy Spirit prays through us, he prays perfectly. And I'm not used to dynamite. I don't know much about it. I know it blows up things. But when I heard it with my ear, and I thought, that didn't come out of my head. Lord, dynamite. And I pray to God today, as Chuck Flynn was saying yesterday, in spite of all these husbands that aren't saved, I pray that God will dynamite the evil one out of them. I pray that God will loose and dynamite the devil out of our children and grandchildren, our aunts, our uncles, our parents, our husbands, and our wives. Dynamite, Lord Jesus. Dynamite the enemy out of us, the obstacles out.
of the body of Christ. And Lord, then soothe us with that balm of Gilead. Soothe us with that balm of Gilead, Lord. We receive it right now. Lord, we receive it for the hurts, the bruises, the tearings that the enemy has torn us. Lord, we receive that precious ointment this morning. That healing, Lord, that inner healing, Lord Jesus, we receive it this morning. We receive it this morning for this body, Lord, that's here. And Lord, we receive your wisdom and your knowledge. We receive the spirit of the fear of the Lord this morning. To hate evil, to hate it, to put it away from us. Lord, we receive the seven spirits of God today. We receive them this morning, Lord, for thy people. We receive them. We minister them this morning to your people. Lord, we receive your Holy Spirit this morning to fill up all of the areas that the enemy has departed out of. Lord, we receive of your Holy Spirit this morning. We receive from you this morning the word that you've given us. We receive from you this morning, Lord. We wait upon you. We wait upon you this morning. We come before you, Lord, in humility and contrite hearts with tears, Lord. Inner tears, Lord, for your people. Lord, for the idolatrous covetousness of thy people, we come this morning. And we ask you to deliver them, Lord Jesus, and deliver us, Lord, from all of those little nitty-pick things that bother us. Deliver us, Lord, from that. Deliver us, Lord, from deafness in our ears that we cannot hear your voice and don't want to hear your voice. Deliver us, Lord, from deaf and dumbness and stupidity, Lord. Deliver us this morning. Deliver us from the spirits of forgetfulness of the word. Cleanse our ears, Lord, to hear. Cleanse out our subconscious minds, Lord. Take out all of the debris that is no good to us, Lord, and let us be established in your word. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because you are our God and there's no other God before us. We worship you this morning and we praise thee this morning. We worship you this morning. We listen for that still small voice to speak unto us. We listen with a listening ear this morning. I want everyone to stand that has trouble with unbelief to stand up. And everyone that has trouble with stubbornness and covetousness and idolatry to stand up. I want everybody that has trouble with forgetting the Word of God to stand up. I'll never forget the day Derek Prince was praying for me in my house, he and his wife, and all of a sudden he come against a spirit of forgetfulness. And I thought, boy, I don't understand that. And about the third time he said, in the name of Jesus, come out, forgetfulness, my shoulders begin to jerk. And he said, you come out. And a voice out of me that was not me said, no, I'm not coming out. He says, but you will obey me because I am a minister of God and the Lord endues me with this power and authority. And it said, no, we're not coming out. We're locked to her brain and we will not come out. He says, but you will. And Mrs. Prince, the first Mrs. Prince, before she passed away, she had a way of in tongues getting in high gear. She shifted gears and I'm telling you, she began to pray in tongues and that spirit threw me around the room. There was no controlling. I could not control it. And my arms were flying. My watch flew off. And I was all over that room. And when they said, you bow to Jesus and you come out, you evil power holding her from remembering. No, they said, the thing said, I won't let her remember the word of God. And I thought, well, that is true. How many of you got prophesied to yesterday and you don't even remember one single word that was said to you? That's a spirit of forgetfulness in there. How many people have trouble with iniquity, knowing that to do good and you don't do it? Stand up. How many people have trouble with anger and violence and just plain sin? Stand up. Drinking wine, drinking whiskey and cocktails, lollygagging around, laziness, slothfulness, stupidity, jealousy, envy, strife, mockery, rudeness, arrogance, pride. Stand up. God wants to deliver you. I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask the ministers to come up. Every minister in the house, I ask you to come up here, and we're going to pray and combat Satan and command him to leave. Every minister in this place, whether we know you or not, just come right on up. Come up, brother. Come up, Brother Bell. Come up, Chuck Flynn. Come up, Glenn. There's the minister from Dallas. Where are you? These are God's people. They need help. They're honest. They need help. It's up to us to pray for them. Any other minister, just come right on up. Be bold. Let's pray. All of us together. We're all in this together. We are the body of Christ. We're in this together. Dear Father in heaven, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We confess we need more help. We need deliverance out of the hands of the enemy. And Lord, your word says we can be delivered. We don't want these things that weight us down, that cause us trouble and distress. And we ask you today to forgive us. Let your blood flow down over us. Cleanse our hearts. Strengthen us for warfare. We praise you. Let the blood flow now. He's flowing down. The power of God's flowing down. Just let him flow down over you. The precious blood of Jesus. The precious blood of Jesus. Lord, we ask you for that authority this morning. We ask for the authority of the power of God to deliver thy people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your precious blood, your forgiveness, and this authority that you've invested in all of us. In the name of Jesus, I command idolatry to go out of these people in Jesus' name. I command you to leave these people in Jesus' name. I command mockery to go. I command hatefulness, arrogance, pride, jealousy, envy, stubbornness. I command all of you to go. Forgetfulness, forgetting the word of God. I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus. Leave thy people. Leave this people. Leave this people in Jesus' name. I command you to go. 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 Pride of the work of your own hands, I command you to leave these people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Command you to go. A few ministers will just start walking through the congregation, laying hands on these people. They want to be delivered. Come out. Come out, evil one, in Jesus' name. You come out, you evil power, in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people, in Jesus' name. Come out of her, in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of the occult. Come out, witchcraft. Come out, rebellion, in Jesus' name. I command you to come out of her, in Jesus' name. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Come out of her in Jesus' name. I command you to come out of her now in Jesus' name. Come out, mockery, drinking, lying, stealing. I command you to come out. Mind control, I command you to come out. I command you to come out. Mind control, I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Mind control, occult spirits, occult spirits, occult spirits. I command you to leave these people in Jesus' name. I command you to go. Insanity, I command you to come out in Jesus' name. I command insanity to come out in Jesus' name. Schizophrenia, I command you to come out in Jesus' name. I command you to come out of her in Jesus' name. Come out of these people. Insanity, come out in Jesus' name. Insanity, I command you to leave in Jesus' name. Schizophrenia, come out in Jesus' name. Rejection, I command you to come out in Jesus' name. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Rejection. Rejection, I command you to come out in Jesus' name. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. waywardness, backsliding, sliding spirits, I command you to leave these people in Jesus' name. Waywardness, laziness, slothfulness, I command you to leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I command you to go. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Laziness, don't worry with her. Worry about yourself. Pay attention to your own heart. Breathe about. Hate those evil powers. Believers will cast out evil spirits. To cast out means to give a deep breath and vomit even. That's what it means in Webster's Dictionary. All spirits of fortune-telling, Ouija boards, mind control, Eastern Star, Masons, Antichrist spirits, I bind you against the anointing of Christ and against the anointing of God. Antichrist spirits, I bind you. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of infirmity and sickness, come out. Come out of these people in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of these people in Jesus' name. Infirmities of the flesh. Infirmities. Cancers, come out in Jesus' name. Cancer spirits, I command you to come out of these people in Jesus' name. Spirits of cancer. Spirits of infirmity. Spirits of diabetes, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of diabetes. Spirits of hyperglycemia, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of ulcers, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of ulcers, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of ulcers, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of bestiality, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of incest, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of bestiality, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of these people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Bestiality. Bestiality. Come out in Jesus' name. You have no right in God's people. Now you leave. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out, vanity. Come out, vanity. Spirits of vanity. Vain. Vain talk. Vain talk. Vanity. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of vanity, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of vanity, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of vanity, come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of stiff-neckedness, come out in Jesus' name. Come out of these people in Jesus' name. Spirits of nicotine, come out in Jesus' name. All you nicotine spirits, come out. All of you drinking spirits, come out of these people in Jesus' name. We will walk in robes of white. We will be holy. We will be holy. We will be holy. We will be holy. We will be righteousness. Yes. Rika sandala makori andalia sitala mandoria. Kulia masandala bandoria. Kulia masandala bandoria. Uliama Cassanda la Bacoriandalia Sita la Mandoria. Uliama Cassanda la Bacoriandalia Sita la Mando. Spirits of fear. Fear, I command you to come out. All spirits of fear, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of fear, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of fear, come out. Loose these people. Perfect love casts you out. The love of Jesus casts you out. You spirit of fear, you have to go. Spirits of fear, you have to leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirits of fear, you have to go in Jesus' name. You have to leave in Jesus' name. All of you. All of you evil powers. All of you evil powers. In Jesus' name. Lord, all of these abominations, that is abomination unto us. All of the incense burning, in Jesus' name, I command incense spirits to leave these people, in Jesus' name. Tradition, I command tradition to be broken this morning. Tradition of the elders, I break that power over this people, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Uliamakasita la mandoria, kuliamasandala bakoriandalia, sandala bakoriandalia, sitala mandoria. spirits of drowsiness, slumberness, leave in Jesus' name. Leave in Jesus' name. Slumber, slumber and sleep, leave in Jesus' name. Dilatoriness, slothfulness in Jesus' name. We're going to come against the spirit of death. How many know that we have power over death and the grave? We do. All these chronic diseases, everybody with a chronic disease that the doctor says is incurable, come up front. Just the chronic cancerous diseases, spirits of death, everyone has been told they're incurable. Cancer, arthritis, hyperglycemia, and diabetes. Jesus, there's power in that name of Jesus. Satan, bow. Bow to Jesus, Satan, in Jesus' name. Bow to Jesus, Satan, in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of her.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For yea, the peace of the Lord is his serenity in the contriteness. Yea, I have spoken unto thy heart the contriteness, and I will revive. Therefore your joy shall be full. So realize the joy of the Lord, yea, shall fill up the cavities in those empty places that you have, yea, renounced, and the strongholds, yea, are broken down, and you shall build anew the character of thy God. So rise up, my love, and let the glory of the Lord inhabit thee, for the anointing of his peace is upon thee, and thou shalt enter into the rest that I have provided. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is a definite principle to being set free. And Jesus brought it out in the Gospels that when we're set free, there is room, a capacity that is idle now. These are principles of divine deliverance. Is that when the action is taken place and the renouncing has brought the victory and you're free, that's the time. And this area is sometimes neglected.
That's right.
But that's the time that we can have church.
Amen.
That's the time to come into the joy. Now, Hebrews 13 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him delivered mankind. That's what it means. In other words, we're delivered, set free. The Lord went through the agony of deliverance of the world. You understand what I mean there? He took upon himself our sin and sickness, but when it was set free, through the joy that was set before. Glory to God. The joy replaces and fills up where Satan, the prince of this world, cometh and hath nothing in me, because the joy is there. Amen? Oh, come on, take me higher. Hallelujah. Take me higher, blessed Savior. Take me higher. I travel, make my feet like high feet as I journey. Don't let me slip or stumble, let me soar like an eagle. Take me higher, show me Jesus all the way. Sing! Oh, take me higher, bless the Savior. For stumble, let me soar like an eagle. me higher, blessed Savior,
take me higher.
As I travel, make my feet like honey as I journey. Don't let me slip or stumble, let me soar like an eagle. Take me higher, thunder of a Hyundai, take me higher, blessed Savior. Glory to God. Wonderful. Get out in the aisles and let's march around this auditorium and let the glory of the Lord fall upon us. Take me higher, blessed Savior. Take me higher as I travel. And speed as I journey. Oh, let me slip or stumble. Let me soar like an eagle. Take me higher, bless me, Jesus, all the way. Oh, take me higher, blessed Savior. Take me higher as I travel. Make my feet like thine feet as I journey. Don't let me slip or stumble. Let me soar as the eagle. Take me higher, show me Jesus all the way. Camp, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Glenn's as like Azusa Street, the anointing and the glory of God were upon him continually. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me soar like an eagle. Praise God. We praise you, Jesus. In the book of Numbers, it says the shout of a king is amongst us. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The king has set us free. I want us to shout the shout of a king. The king is upon us, and we will shout with the voice of triumph. We have victory over every area of our life, and the anointing of the Lord's already told us, hallelujah, this would happen. Now it's happening. Glory to God, and we praise him for it. Now the shout of a king was upon them, and Balaam tried to curse Israel. At this time, that the shout of a king was upon him, and Balaam tried to curse, but his cursing was turned into a blessing. So from now on, the joy of the Lord and the shout of a king is upon us. Hallelujah. And no tongue that swears against us will prosper. We're set free, hallelujah, of every curse, of every limitation. We're free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Repeat. I have the joy.
The joy of the Lord.
My joy is full. The Lord is in my life.
I am the Lord's anointed.
I will have peace.
I will be contrite before him.
The humbleness of his grace is within me.
I love you, Lord.
Your love surrounds me.
I will be strong.
I will do exploits
in your name.
Because you dwell within me.
Your word is upon me.
I will fight the good fight.
The good fight of faith.
I shall rest in the Lord.
And see the glory
of his presence.
Wherever I go,
he looks through me.
He is my hands.
He is my taste.
He is my delight.
So I will taste and see
that the Lord is good.
I will enjoy his people.
I will enjoy his ways.
I will enjoy his word. So I am blessed. I am strong.
I am peace.
And I will go forth rejoicing. Amen. Brother Graham, praise God.
I don't know if anybody really wants to eat or not. I wouldn't bother me at all. In fact, I would enjoy it if we'd ever even quit. Amen. I really would. You know, that's what happened at Azusa Street. That's what happened back in the early 1800s. That's what happened at Pentecost. They didn't have time except for the Lord. And the glory of the Lord came and filled the house. Hallelujah. And I want, and I hope you all want the glory of the Lord to come and fill this house and this. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.